on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're going to bring George into the conversation. A lot going on in Santan Valley today. It must be something about the way the sunrise looks over the Superstitions and the way that rock cliff just kind of, man, it's right there. It's got everyone up and moving. George, what are you working on?
Hi. I have Bermuda grass that is growing through the little curb that I had on my grass island into my rocks. And I've been fighting it for like 3 years, spraying a bunch of Roundup, and I even put the fabric in there so between the soil and the rocks after I did that, and it grows right through it, and I can see to get rid of it.
Bermuda grass grows by rhizomes and stolons, so it's going to have those runners that are going to want to continuously try and get out of their cage, if you will. So obviously, make sure you're not doing a lot of overspraying with the watering, so the watering's not going much beyond the curb, because that's, of course, enticing that grass to continue to grow. Once it gets a toehold on the other side, of course, it's got base camp now, and it's going to keep going. So an herbicide is typically the best way to control that. Use something like Roundup, or there are others, which I think, Romy, you have a recommendation, don't you?
You know, Bayer Advanced sent us DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. And said, you know, I don't know anything about this product. You've got to test it out. I don't do a lot of spraying just because, I don't know. I should, like Dad says. I always
We try to minimize the use as well.
So much busier that, you know, it still takes time to apply that pre-emergent, and applying it. Anyway, I had a great test yard to do this. And I tell you what, everything that touched,
gone.
So it's DuraZone, the blue bottle you can get anywhere. They've got 1 gallon containers. They've got hand pumps if you've got a little area, and then they've got concentrate to refill. Make your own if you've already got your own jug of weed
and
stuff. It will kill everything.
Yeah.
So if you've got other little plants in your rockscape, make sure you're not spraying up against it.
And then I was going to say, back up just one little bit there, the barrier. Make sure that barrier is tight and complete. If you've got something that's set loose, it's not mortared in place, or if there's something you need to be doing to that barrier to make a complete masonry barrier, because if there's a crack there, there's a little gap, that's going to continuously be a problem. So fix the barrier, control with herbicide, and make sure you're not overspraying to be enticing the grass to grow beyond the area.
And one final thing, George. You may not have to do this. There's not going to be a one-time. Once Bermuda's in, killing it and getting completely rid of it, you know, I don't know that there's just one product you're going to be able to spray and it's dead forever.
It's a process.
It's a very – you're talking about opportunistic. What would be a word for Bermuda? It's like
aggressive.
A cat's claw. It's very aggressive, and it, you know, dynamite sometimes it seems to be the only solution. Frank wants to talk irrigation systems. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
In my front yard, I've got xeriscaping and an irrigation system that I put in 15 years ago, and it's principally poly pipe. Mm-hmm. Over the last several years now, I spend every weekend repairing poly pipe, the half inch.
Sure, sure.
And what my question is it feasible for me? I'm going to retrench everything to put in Schedule 40 to these small stations that I see now in the big box stores and go with spaghetti from there?
Yes. And in fact, if you're having trouble and you're just sick and tired of using polyethylene, I think polyethylene has its place. It's a good quality product if it's installed right. And there are some parameters you want to get right there, pressure regulation and bearing it properly. But in lieu of that, PVC is obviously going to be more durable. I don't find that we need to use the Schedule 40 on those lateral lines. Even just class 315, class 200, those are pressure ratings. The piping, it costs a little bit less. It's still very, very durable, 315 PSI rated pipe, and we're talking about 30 PSI for the drip system. So way overkill. And then, yes, you'll go to a multi-outlet emitter and then go from there with the what we call distribution tubing from there to the plant drip lines. So
great strategy any place you've fighting burrowing rodents.
Yes, it'll really help. I mean, I've seen them chew on PVC too.
Well, I have too, but
not very often.
Yeah, but it makes a hurt.
We used to have a poly tube that was brown that we used for a little while way back when it was an application above ground, and we realized we think that the rodents thought that was chocolate flavored.
Uh-huh. To them it was, yeah. Well, it's a peanut-based oil that they put in that stuff, which you'd think they'd come up with an alternate to that. It's apparently what they like in the lining, insulation for electric wire and that vinyl.
Attracts them.
Yeah, it does. Actually attracts them.
So all right, let's see if we can sneak Maggie in real quick. Welcome. How can we help you?
Hi. We planted a pineapple plant 3 years ago, and now we have an actual pineapple coming out. And we didn't think we'd ever get one, and I want to know how to take care of it and when to cut it and all that stuff.
We talk about local nurseries. We may have to reach out to California here.
Right, or more like a little further to the west, maybe the Big Island.
Man.
Hawaii. Let's see if we got some connections to Hawaii.
You know, I'm just going to profess some ignorance on that one. That one's out of my category.
What's the mango tropical?
Tropic mango in Apache Junction.
Yeah.
Go talk to Alex.
He specializes in all that stuff. Yeah,
there's an Arizona Rare Fruit Society also that does grow oddball things here. Do a little internet research on that. Talk to your local nursery. That's going to be a project. but what a neat one.
She got, you know what? She said she never thought she'd get a pineapple. I bet there's a lot of people that would have said, we didn't think you would either. we wouldn't even told you to plant it. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Bill, and didn't have time to get on the line today, how would they do that?
Air code 480-922-9497. Check us out at www.thinkgreenaz.com.
And y'all specialize in landscape, design, install,
build, repair. If you have a problem, we want to help you with it. Always happy to come see you and see how we can help you.
One more time?
480-922-9497.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us on a monthly basis, talking just about anything landscape design, and look forward to seeing you. Is it May? Is it already May? We'll see you in June for the second week.
It's going to get hot.
It's going to get hot. But you can't say that. It makes it very uncomfortable. We took a couple calls earlier. From Luella, had that problem with her tree. Couldn't tell if it was woodpeckers or insects. Call right after that, the brown leaves. Probably not an insect problem, but there is a systemic herbicide, the Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control, that you can apply. If you do it at the right time of year, you only have to do it once. And it goes right in your watering system, right around the base, and the systemic will actually go into the roots and through the branches. So if you've got bugs that are just chewing up all your leaves or making holes in your bark, you can't identify them, you can't find them, it'll put it right in. So as they eat, bam, you get them. Now, you don't want to use this on your edibles. This is for your shade trees, your shrubs, things of that nature. It's no spraying, no ladder climbing, no mess, but use as directed. I know that's hard. It's hard for me. I hate reading directions. I hate being out there. I just want to pour it on. Follow the directions. Bonides, Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control. If you're in Tucson, formerly known as Sheldon's, it's Sundrea Landscaping. It's also available in Phoenix at Summerwind Nurseries or any AMP Nursery in Mesa or Apache Junction.